Hey friends, I'm Jenny Meyer, and you're listening to the Rooted Truth Podcast, where we look at the world through a biblical lens. We talk about real life, biblical truth, and how to walk with Jesus through it all. Be sure to follow me on social at Jenny Meyer and at The Rooted Truth. Also, be sure to subscribe to the members-only, all-exclusive episodes on the Rooted Truth Podcast by going to www.therootedtruth.com. Now let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Amy and I are here today and we're going to do just a coffee chat. We know that you guys typically have loved those in the past. And this is essentially like what we would do if we sat down at the coffee shop, which we do once a week. Sometimes we're like, oh, we should have recorded this conversation for a podcast. But we love just chatting and looking at like, okay, what's going on in the world? And so that's what we wanted to do today for you guys. So it's going to be kind of all over the board, all different topics. But Amy, what I wanted to bring up first, actually, because we were talking about this before we hit record, is I believe it was last week, maybe a couple of weeks ago, we recorded a Equipping the Saints like teaching for the members of the collective on testing the spirit. What does it mean to test the spirits and fruit of the spirit? So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that because I thought that would be kind of great just to kind of add to on this podcast, because I feel like we didn't hit on like so many things. I'm like, oh, we should have talked about that. So
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think?
No, I love that because I even felt when we were recording these, if you guys haven't checked them out, they're really useful teachings, and you can utilize them if you're leading a Bible study or a small group. They're really good for a teaching resource. But in that, when we were doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to say this. I want to say that. So I'm glad that we're kind of like elaborating on that. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
And really just to set the stage for that, like there are two different spirits. And so some people would be like, what are you talking about? And that comes from 1 John, I believe it's chapter 4. So yeah, chapter 4. Let me just read this real fast, starting in verse 1, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. So, I mean, there's a couple different things here, right? There's two different spirits, the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, which kind of testifies to the spirit of truth, right? And then the spirit of the false prophet or antichrist, false spirit. But I think, I mean, we talked about how do we do that? So do you want to maybe set the stage for that of how do we even test the spirits?
Yeah, I'm glad you read that verse because, you know, to simplify it, I kind of look at it very simplistically, like before we come to know Christ and accept him in our heart, we pretty much have the Antichrist spirit in us because we're born under that curse of Adam. So you really have two spirits, right? You have the Antichrist spirit, a worldly spirit, if you will. I know that can be like a harsh way to say it, but it's really what it is. And when you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit. So just kind of setting the precedence there, if you look at it simplistically. So when we test the spirit, testing is simply investigating, it's evaluating, it's analyzing, it's looking at something and saying, okay, are they operating in a spirit that is worldly, right? That is in alignment with the enemy, or are they operating in a spirit of the Holy Spirit, right? The good things. And so Jenny and I talked a lot about, okay, well, how do we know, right? And of course there's variance in there, right? Just because if someone says they're a Christian, they could still be blinded and operating in, you know, a spirit of pride, or that doesn't mean that they are a devil worshiper, but it does mean that there's an area in their life where the enemy has kind of a hook in them.
Yep.
So kind of going back to testing the spirit, Jenny and I set the precedence of like, okay, so how do we test the spirit? Well, we look at the fruit. So, I mean, so do you want to go over kind of like the fruit and what that?
Well, I mean, in Matthew 7, that's where we, you know, know, you will know them by their fruits, right? Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. And I think that's really, really important to hold on to. I mean, goodness, we're seeing it all over in our world today. But so what does that mean? We look at, go back to the fruit of the Spirit. So we have to ask ourselves, okay, so is this person who I'm learning from or even paying attention to, right? Maybe it's someone on Instagram. Maybe it's a celebrity pastor who you watch their sermons, whatever it may be. You have to test that spirit back to the fruit of the Spirit. And fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So does that person put off, you know, those fruits or produce those things in their life? You just listened to a short clip of one of the Rooted Truth exclusive members only episodes. To listen to this full episode, there are multiple ways to subscribe and support the show. Head over to www.therootedtruth.com to join the podcast for only $4.99 a month, or jump into our full app and collective, which includes the members podcast, Bible studies, live virtual calls, devotions, a community forum, and so much more. Again, head over to therootedtruth.com to sign up.